Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We serve the Almighty God. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before your holy presence thanking you because you are Lord. You are the shepherd that we need. You're the one that's leading us in a plain path. So, Father, as we pray for the children of the world today in Africa, Australia, North America, South America, we thank you, Lord God, for praying through us, Lord. We don't know how to pray as we should, but, Lord, we thank you, oh God, that you are leading us in prayer to pray, to intercede for the children of this world. We honor you. We give you glory. You are the King of glory. No God like you, Jehovah. Father, you said if my people who are called by my name, by your name, will humble themselves and pray, turn from their wicked ways, then you would hear our prayers from heaven. You will forgive our sins, and you will heal our land. So today we thank you that our land is healed because of you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we pray as your protection around all the children and their families all around the world. And we thank you that you hear our prayers even before we call, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Well, good afternoon. We greet you with the mighty love of Jesus. Jesus loves you so much. Oh, my God, his love is not measurable. Can't begin to tell you what, oh, my God, what a mighty God we serve. He's awesome and powerful. He's mighty. No human words can truly express his greatness. He is greater than we ever can think. Our human minds cannot even fathom the greatness of our God. So today we say hallelujah to the King of Kings. His love, he loves you so much. His love is incomprehensible. And we thank the Lord for you. Thank you all for being on with us today. Hallelujah. Before leaving the earth, we need instructions. We didn't put ourselves down here, and we can't take ourselves out. We need instructions. We need guidance from the Most High God. So we thank God. You know what the Bible says? His word says in Proverbs 22:6, train up a child in the way that he should go or she, and when they're old, they will not depart from the word of God. It will be so ingrained on them, written on the tables of their heart, they will refuse to go any other way other than keeping their eyes on Jesus. We serve a mighty God, a holy God, a righteous King, and we are grateful for the Most High God. We are grateful that he is our Father and the Father of our children. Father, in the name of Jesus, as it is storming here in Jacksonville, Florida, we thank you, Lord God, that we shall move forward in you. We pray for divine protection from the storm, the winds and the rain, the thunder, the lightning. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in us. Oh, we're your children, and we give you praise and thanksgiving. Well, we thank God. You know, the Bible says, suffer little children and forbid them not to come unto you, O God, for such is the kingdom of heaven. The children are a part of the kingdom just like we are. So he wants them caught at an early age so they'll have great peace. But today we have Adelie on and her dad and her little brother, I think I hear in the background. She's going to sing a song today. Good afternoon, Adelie.
Good afternoon.
How are you? I'm sorry, what did you say?
My cousin is here.
Your cousin is there? How old is your cousin?
13.
13.
I think she's 13.
13. Is she going to sing with you today?
No.
No. All right. Well, we'll let you sing. What are you singing today?
I'm going to sing This Little Light of Mine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Jesus came for me, I'm gonna let it shine. Jesus came for me, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Good job, baby.
This little light,
awesome.
I'm gonna let it shine. This little light, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Good job. Yay.
Hey, man. Awesome, Adelaide. You have a beautiful voice. We love to hear you sing. Father God, we thank you for Adelaide. Thank you for her little brother who's in the background singing with her. We thank you for her 13-year-old cousin and her dad and her mom. We ask you to bless her grandmother. We thank you that healing is a portion. We thank you for all you're doing for little Adelaide and her family, even her classmates in school, her little best friend. We thank you for her little best friend in her class, oh God. Continually watch over our children all over the world, in Jesus' name. Amen. Love you, Adelaide.
Love you, too.
All righty. Thank you. Give your grandma a hug for me, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, we're moving right along. We thank God for each of you all today. Today, we have a special guest on with us for the first time. Her name is Jada. And she lives in Jacksonville, Florida. She's 19 years young. My goodness, we are so thrilled to have Jada. Good afternoon, Jada. How are you?
Good afternoon. I'm doing well.
Amen. Well, go right ahead and sing.
I just wanted to give a little encouragement to our youth today that if you're going through the troubles of the world right now, to never stop speaking the name of Jesus and always pray.
Jada, we can hardly hear you. Can you readjust your phone?
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. All right, I'm gonna go. I just want to speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind. Because I know there is peace within your presence. I just need you. I just want to speak the name of Jesus till every dark addiction starts to break. Declaring there's hope and there's freedom, I seek Jesus. Your name is power, your name is healing, your name is life. Break every stronghold, shine through the shadow, burn like a fire. I just want to see the name of Jesus over fear and all anxiety.
let it flow, how captive by the presence. I speak Jesus, cause your name is power, your name is healing, your name is love. Break every stronghold, shine through the shadow, burn light. Your name is powerful. Your name is healing. Your name is life. Break every stronghold. Shine through the shadow. Burn light.
Thank you.
Amen. So that was awesome. Tell us the name of the song that you sang.
The name of the song is called I Speak Jesus by Charity Gill.
Thank you so much. That was awesome. You have a beautiful Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for Jada, your precious daughter. I thank you for the gifts and calls on her life. I thank you for all you're doing on her behalf. I thank you that she shall live a long, fruitful life because, Lord, she is obedient to you. Your words have been written on the tables of her heart when she was very young. So, Father, I thank you for the love she has for you, but most of all, the love you have for Jada. Bless her family, her friends, her church family. Continually, oh God, direct her path. You said the steps of a good person are ordered by you. So I thank you for ordering Jada's steps in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. All right. So I thank God today. I was looking for some young ladies from Mississippi, but they are not on yet. I don't see their number on here yet, but they'll be on in a little while, and they'll be able to sing then. But I thank God for each of you all who are on today. We're going to be praying for the children in a moment, but I thank God. We're also looking for someone else that's going to be singing in a little bit. We praise God and thank God for you. Father, I thank you for everyone who's on the line right now. Whatever situations they're facing, Lord, we're going to leave them at your feet because your yoke is easy, your burdens are light. We cast all of our cares on you, not some, but we cast all of our cares upon you because you care for us. And Father, I thank you for a very special young man, Joe. We love Joe, Lord God. Joe and his aunt, Minister Julia Walker, I thank you for her. I thank you for her family. I thank you for what you're doing in Joe, Lord God, because, Father, truly, Joe has a heart for you, and you love Joe. So I thank you for blessing Joe and every family represented on here today. We speak peace. We speak love. We thank you that you are just Jehovah Shalom. We thank you for being a peacemaker in us and in our household, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your love, your mercy, your grace, and your great favor in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. All right. So I thank God for you all today. Thank God for what he's doing in all of us. You know, he's God. There's no God like our God. There's no God great like our God. He is awesome. He is mighty. You know, like I said a few minutes ago, we can't even describe our God. You know, he's so awesome. We don't have enough words to describe our God. He's great. He's mighty. He's holy. He's awesome. He's omnipresent and omnipotent. So we thank God for you all. Well, it's about time to pray today. We have a young lady on here who had a birthday. So I have all lines unmuted. Sister Lanny McBride had a birthday. So we're going to sing happy birthday to her. Happy birthday to you. I want you to sing with me. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Sister Lanny.
Happy birthday, Sister Lanny. Happy birthday
to you. We love you, we do. We love you.
We love you. We do. We love you, Sister Lady. We love you. We do.
Amen. So welcome back, Sister Lady.
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
We love you.
I appreciate the support, the prayer support, and I just give God the glory for you and this beautiful line.
Amen. Well, she Amen. Lost her nephew. He was 28 years young, you know, a couple of weeks ago. So condolences to you and your family. We're continually praying for your family for strength.
Thank you so much.
We thank God. Thank God. Yeah, so Sister Lanny, we want you to start off the prayer, the first prayer target for the Lord to heal, healing for babies that were born in trauma.
Okay, amen. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that you are so God. You're so personal and you're so intimately loving us and being so kind to give us this time just to step away from our norm and to be in your presence. And we come with prayers in our hearts for our children. Particularly, we're praying right now for children who've experienced trauma and childbirth. Some of them have been here a while and still going through some things. God, we thank you that you saved their lives. And we know, God, your word tells us that we were all born to give you glory. So whatever your purpose for those children to do and to be, we thank you, God, that you designed it. We accept your will, we accept your word, we accept your way, and we ask for healing for them in Jesus' name. We lift up the parents of the children, and we lift up the siblings of the children and other relatives that are there to comfort and strengthen the child as they go through these difficult times. We, God, ask for wisdom for the doctors, nurses, and all those who have an assignment to touch them, to care for them, to remind them how special they are in your eyes. And then for them to be able to celebrate life now in Jesus' name. We trust you, Lord, with them. We ask for the miracle of healing in Jesus' name. We bind every infirmity in Jesus' name, everything that came to cause havoc, to cause conflict. We cast it down in Jesus' name. The enemy has no victory. We know that he only shows up when you allow him to show up, but you already have a message for him, and that is the blood of Jesus covers, and the blood of Jesus and the life of Jesus is healing. We don't always understand why things happen, but we know you're God, and we trust you now more than ever. Your words say you will give us hope that make us not ashamed. So we pray, God, for the strength and the courage and the wisdom and the patience of parents and the children as you do your perfected work in them. We give you glory and we thank you, Father, that you hear and answer our prayer. We ask for healing in Jesus' name. And we ask for comfort. We ask for strength in Jesus' name. You are our redeeming God. We thank you for Jesus. And we thank you that you're our Father. So bless God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Awesome. Thank you so much. All right. We're continuing in prayer today. Thank God for you all's prayers. The word of God says the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. So I thank God that we are praying people on this line. All right, I'm going to ask Sister Mary Coleman if she would pray for babies in the neonatal care, the ICU, where babies are taken when they're, you know, like way underweight or went through different kinds of things.
Heavenly Father, we come to you right now in the matchless name, Lord Jesus, praying for these babies, Heavenly Father, that's in ICU. We pray, Heavenly Father, that you watch over them. Yes, Lord. We pray, Heavenly Father, that the doctors and the nurses that are caring for them will be alert and attentive to these young babies. Because the babies in ICU, Heavenly Father, they're put there because of they're fragile. But we know, Heavenly Father, that you, Heavenly Father, there's nothing too hard for you, Lord. So we're asking you, Heavenly Father, in the name of Lord Jesus, to Bless these babies, Heavenly Father, that their vital signs and their little organs, Heavenly Father, will stabilize where they will be able to come out of that ICU, Heavenly Father, and continue to thrive. In the name of Lord Jesus, we pray for their parents, Heavenly Father. We pray for the parents, Heavenly Father, to trust you. To trust you, Heavenly Father. Continuously pray for their children. Pray for these little babies continuously, knowing that you, Heavenly Father, can do all things but fail. In the name of the Lord Jesus, bless Heavenly Father that they will come out of that ICU and thrive, Heavenly Father. Let the doctors and nurses marvel at the way these babies continue to thrive and grow, Lord. And let the parents know, Heavenly Father, that it was you, your powers. It wasn't nothing that anyone else done but you. You placed those doctors and nurses there to care for those babies. But it was your power that pulled these babies through. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Heavenly Father, I pray, amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Thank you. All right, Sister Vivian. Let me make sure. Sister Vivian, if you could pray for babies born to mothers or fathers that were on drugs, alcohol, any kind of addiction, babies born to parents that had addiction.
Father God, right now, Lord God, we are lifting up the babies, oh God, that was born by parents, oh God, father or mother, that was addicted to any kind of drug. Father God, we pray that these children, oh God, by your blood, overcome this addiction, that they will not be paralyzed by what the devil says, but God, what you say. You said they shall live and not die. You shall say they shall be healed. Lord, we speak over these babies, oh God, that everything, oh God, Father God, is trying to hinder their life, oh God, from being what you want them to be, God, that they be totally set free by the power of the Holy Ghost, the blood of Jesus over everyone, cleansing them, oh God, from the top of their head to the sole of their feet, God. Oh God, we pray for them right now, Lord God, that this thing will not follow them through life, oh God. Lord God, they'll walk away from every epitome of drug in their system, oh God. We are praying that they be totally made whole in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Your love is so strong, God, you can bring them out, God. Your love is so pure, oh God, you can make them pure, God. God, oh God, Father God, you said, God, we remind you of your word. You said, Lord God, if we ask anything in your name, God, you will do it. We are asking, Father God, that these children this day, God, oh Father God, oh God, be totally set free by the power of the Holy Ghost. Lord, we pray that they will live for you. They will live out their destiny and plan that you have for them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Sister Marion, if you would pray for children whose parents are in jail or prison or separated from their sons and daughters.
Okay. Most gracious and everlasting Father, I come before you, Lord God, first of all, to give you thanks and to give you praise right now, Lord God, because you're worthy of our praise. I pray right now for all those children whose parents are incarcerated right now, Lord God, or whose parents are separated or divorced. Lord, you know what the children go through, trauma, when their parents separate or divorce or are in jail. I'm praying for them to be strengthened right now, Lord God. Cover them with your blood right now, Lord God. Let them understand what's going on, Lord God. Let them not be depressed. Let them not be discouraged, but just continue to hold their head up, Lord God. Lean and depend on you right now, Lord God. I'm praying that their parents can come back together, those that are separated, those that are divorced, come back and live on one accord in God's name. I'm praying for those that are incarcerated, Lord God, that you help them to come out right now, Lord God. Change their way of living and be an asset to the community, to come out and be able to help and raise their children, to let their children know that they are loved in spite of them being incarcerated and in spite of them being separated and divorced, that they are still being loved, that they still love their children. Right now, I just want to thank you. I just want to praise you, Lord God. Just help these parents right now, Lord God. Help them right now, Lord God, to be an asset to the community and to their children right now, Lord God. Heavenly Father, just bless the babies right now, Lord God, and let them know, Lord God, that they are worthy. Cover them with the blood of Jesus. Let no hurt, harm, or danger come to them while their parents are incarcerated. Do not let them fall to the devil. Do not let them succumb to the devil right now, Lord God, and want to do things to commit crimes right now, Lord God. Do not let that be a process right now, Lord God, that they want to do things that will cause them to get incarcerated. Lord God, I thank you and I praise you right now, Lord God, because you're worthy to be praised. And I bless your holy name, Lord God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. All right, Sister Annette, could you pray against child abuse?
Yes, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we're so thankful for this privilege and opportunity to pray. And Lord, as we pray for child abuse, Lord God, you know everything. And Lord God, we know that many times it's based, child abuse depends upon the person, the way they were brought up. And sometimes it depends on the pressures of life that people are going through, that they get angry and they reach out and strike the children or harm the children. So God, we pray for the parents, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, if they have been instructed in the wrong way, we ask for transformation, confirmation, oh God, in their lives, that they would be saved, sanctified, and consecrated. We pray, Lord God, that they will be taught how to deal with their children, Father, and not be abusive to them in the name of Jesus. We pray against the spirit of anger and frustration, Lord God, that we try to run rampant sometimes when you're around children, oh God, Father, because they don't know boundaries, and so the parents react to it. So we bind the spirit of anger and frustration, oh, Rababa Sheke Shande Roboshe, in the name of Jesus. We bind it in the name of Jesus, and we curse the very seed and root of it, Lord God, the root of it, Father. We pray that it be uprooted in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we just lose understanding and, Father, wisdom and knowledge in the name of Jesus. So we pray, oh, God, that the parents would not act, would not react to what the children are doing or what they did, Lord God, and take out their anger and frustration on the children. So we pray for the children and their salvation as well. And God, we pray that there be programs available, Father, services that can help the parents, Lord God, Father, places where the children can go in a safe environment so that the parents can have some space. Lord God, you see the pressures of life, Father, the ones that have come to choke up your word, the one that have come to put people in a position of being overwhelmed. But, oh, God, we pray that the church would rise up, God, and that the church would help parents, Lord God. Father, people need help. We need help. We need help, Lord God. And we ask you, Lord God, to wake us up, the body of Christ, Lord God, that we would not sit back and shut up our bowels of mercy and compassion, Father, to help the parents to get away to breathe just a couple of hours to have to themselves, Lord God.
So we just thank you today, Lord God, that you're moving by your spirit. And God, we ask you, Lord God, to heal their relationship, Lord God, and we pray that they would not be so abusive, Lord God, that those children would end up with permanent harm. So, Father, we pray that you keep the children safe, Lord God, from their parents, and God, let it be a safe place in the house that they can go if it gets out of hand. But we do pray that that spirit of abuse be broken over their lives, Father, and that they would learn to have self-control, that they would not retaliate against the children in the name of Jesus. So we cover the children with the blood of Jesus, and we ask you, Lord God, just to keep them safe from hurt, harm, and danger. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. All right, Sister Lanny. Could you break the spirit of generational curses off our children? Sister Lanny, there?
Yes, ma'am. I had it on mute, but someone was in the background talking here. Thank you. I heard the request. All right. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that you have given us the ability to know what family is, to know what relationships are, not just going through the emotions, but seeing you as our Heavenly Father, knowing, God, that you're the Father of all life, and you've given us life. And your word says in Proverbs 3:19, I believe, and 20, that you created the earth through your wisdom, and you set the heavens in through your understanding. And then you broke things up with the revelation of the depths of your knowledge. So we come in the name of Jesus now asking, Father, to expose generational curses to families, particularly those who are people of faith, and they are trying to understand why certain things have happened generation after generation, from one cultural experience to another, from one level of parents to from grandparents to parents to children to grandchildren. Father, I pray that you would open up their understanding, because they don't know how to fight against it if they don't have knowledge that it's there. We bind the power of the enemy with generational curses against your people. And pray specifically now for the saved people who are studying your word, who want to understand. I want to have wisdom to know how to fight this abuse that has been passed down, whether it be alcohol, whether it be conduct, whether it be disease of the body. We come against it in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, that you will expose it. Hallelujah. Give them wisdom, give them knowledge and understanding and wisdom to know how to come against it. We touch and agree with you. We're touching to agree with each other that you are a deliverer. You are a healer. Hallelujah. And generational curses do not belong to the people in the body of Christ. You have set us free. We have a new history. Our capital, H-I-S-S-T-O-R-Y, we have history of Jesus Christ, how he died on the cross for all of the abuses that have been passed from generation to generation. Hallelujah. My God, in the name of Jesus, open up their understanding. Open up their wisdom to know what to do and how to do. And if they need help, give them spiritual guidance from someone who understands how to do spiritual warfare, to just teach them how to speak. God, their spirit needs to hear their mouth say, and touch families need to touch and agree that this will no longer continue in this family, to come against those strongholds that have become generational curses, so that the next generation will be free. The next generation will be free, and they will be free to find out how you want them to live, how you want them to be, how you want them to think. Hallelujah, and operate in wholeness and in wellness in Jesus' name. We pray for the unsaved parents who also don't understand generational curses. We pray that you will send ministry to them to teach them how to recognize the works of the enemy in this area, that to recognize those strongholds so that they can understand what they need to do as a family, as a people who love you, to invite you to speak the word that you've spoken over us, that we've been set free by the blood of Jesus. So we come against all generational curses right now. We stand in the gap for them now as the parents learn how they can do, as even children, children of children, children of parents who don't understand. Hallelujah. Send wisdom, God. Send wisdom and give them courage to speak over themselves there so they can know what you've said in your word. We speak to things in Deuteronomy 28, Father, that they will understand how to get to the blessings when the curses have tried to been have been applied to them. Father, we ask for forgiveness for those who don't know that they're binding their children and they're binding their grandchildren by their behavior, by the things they say, by the things they do, by the things they continue to carry, and will not release it to you. They won't denounce it. So we come and set in the gap, Father, for wisdom to come so they will know how to apply the blood of Jesus and speak victory and speak healing and deliverance in their families. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank you for ministers and ministry that come to give them an understanding and then give them courage and guidance to know how to process that word of deliverance that's available according to the word of God in Jesus' name. It's in the name of Jesus we pray this prayer. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Sister Mary Coleman, could you pray for children who are neglected? So many kids are neglected today, and they're getting kidnapped, and they're, you know, not fed, et cetera, like that.
Father, we come to you in the matchless name, Lord Jesus, praying for the children that are neglected. Heavenly Father, we pray, Heavenly Father, that their parents, their mentors, we pray, Heavenly Father, that they Heavenly Father, will see and understand, Heavenly Father, what these children are going through. Heavenly Father, I pray that you touch their lives, Father, because, Heavenly Father, children are a gift, and they should not be put on this earth to be neglected. I pray, Heavenly Father, that you cover these children with the blood of Jesus. I pray, Heavenly Father, that you provide for them. The Bible says you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. So I'm praying, Heavenly Father, that you provide for whatever these children need. I pray, Heavenly Father, that you will bless them, Heavenly Father, that no harm or danger come near them, no plagues come near their dwelling. And I pray that the parents, their mentors, caregivers, I pray for them that they come to the realization that children should not be neglected. They should not be harmed. They're innocent. They come in this world innocent. So I pray right now, Heavenly Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, and bind the spirit of neglect. I pray that you block Satan's plans for these children. Only good and perfect come from you, Heavenly Father. So we know that when children are mistreated and neglected, it doesn't come from you. It's the plan of the enemy. So I'm asking you right now, Father, in that master's name, Lord Jesus, to sabotage the enemy's plan in these children's lives, that they'll be able to grow and walk in their purpose, the purpose that you plan for them. And this neglect that they're going through, I pray, Heavenly Father, that it will not damage them, that they'll be able to continue to be in school and grow up to be children that not cause their children to be neglected because of what they went through. Let them be loving and have compassion and live the life that you would have them to live. I pray, Heavenly Father, that they would turn to you and the people that care for them would teach them about the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, where they will also turn their life to you and be that you be their refuge as well. So right now, Father, in that matchless name, Lord Jesus, I just lift these children up and pray that they will grow up to be children that know that you do not, or you did not bring troubles on them. You didn't bring these conditions on them. That they would pray that they can continue to live. They will continue to call on you and let you, the Holy Spirit, guide their lives, and they walk in the path that you would have them to walk in. Let you be a lamp unto their feet and a light unto their pathway. So I just ask you, Father, in the matchless name, Lord Jesus, so not to let this neglect that they're going through damage their lives, that they will still grow up to be independent, young people, loving, compassionate, in the name of the Lord Jesus, that it won't damage them in any way. In Jesus' name I pray, amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Thank you. Sister Vivian, could you break the power, territorial demons that are over our children?
Praise God. Praise God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we break every territorial spirit, Father God, that tries to enter in to our state, around our borders, around our homes, in the beds. Oh, Father God, we break every territorial spirit that tries to step in, oh God, and confuse our children and have them all confused and tormented at night. We break it. We stake stakes right now, God, in every four corners of every city that is represented here tonight, God. Oh, Father God, that the territorial demons have to flee, because we are commanding them to go in the name of Jesus. They will not come in and torment. They will not abide, abode in any corner of our cities in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that they are now, we are commanding them now to go into the abyss, oh, Father God, or wherever you want them to go, God. We send them out, God, and you said if we use your name, God, they'll have to flee. So we say in the name of Jesus, be gone, devil, because you cannot abode, you cannot ride, you cannot hide in any place to think that you're going to cause any kind of
upset, erosion in families tonight, to have families fighting, children fighting. Devil, use a lie. We take authority over you in the name of Jesus. Oh, cause no weapon formed against our children shall prosper. They will not have nightmares tonight because you done entered in. We cast you out. We cast you out in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, thank you that our children now shall have sweet rest tonight. They shall stay home, and they will not roam the street. They will not take anything, oh, God, that's any undeadly thing, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father God, because they are free now, oh, Father God. And, Lord, they will, oh, God, find that sweet rest like never before. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Sister Marion, can you pray against sickness, disease, premature death from our children?
Heavenly Father, I bring our children before you right now, Lord God. They are all dying so young right now, Lord God, from sickness and diseases right now, Lord God. I'm praying and pleading the blood of Jesus over them bodies right now, Lord God. Cover them from all sickness and disease right now, Lord God. Cover them from all hurt, harm, and danger right now, Lord God. Cover them from any violence right now. Move any violence away from them right now, Lord God. Cover them when they're riding in cars and on the school bus right now, Lord God. I plead the blood of Jesus over all of our children right now, Lord God. The devil is trying to snatch our children off of this earth, Lord God, to be with him right now, Lord God. And I bind that spirit right now, Lord God. I plead the blood of Jesus over all of our children. Cover them from all sickness, health, harm, and diseases right now, Lord God. Let them be safe right now, Lord God. Let your angels encamp around about them right now, Lord God, to protect them and to watch over them right now, Lord God, to keep them safe right now, Lord God, from all hurt, harm, and danger right now, Lord God. Let them walk in your spirit right now, Lord God. Cover them with the blood of Jesus every day and every hour right now, Lord God. Look over them right now, Lord God. You are not the God of sickness or disease, but of health, wealth right now, Lord God. And I plead the blood of Jesus over them, healthy bodies right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, healthy bodies right now, Lord God. And I bind any spirit of disease or anything away from my children right now, Lord God. Just continue to bless them, cover them, and keep them in your blood is my prayer. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Sister Annette, can you pray against sexual perversion with boys and girls with girls? But before you do that, in a few minutes, we have some children that are going to sing, two girls, and then Brother Willie's going to come on. But go ahead and pray. We're going to finish the prayer first. Go ahead, Sister Annette.
Okay. Oh, Father God, thank you, thank you, thank you for the privilege and opportunity. And Lord God, we pray against sexual perversion, Father, with both boys and girls. Lord God, you see that the enemy is running rampant in this day and time. And Lord, we know that it's a type of idolatry of sex that's being promoted as one of the answers for all mankind. And Father, we know that that is not the truth. And we know, Lord God, that you created a man, male and female. And so, God, as we pray, first of all, that sex is not the answer. You are the answer for all mankind. And Father, about perversion, Lord God, Father, we pray for those evil, wicked, ungodly people who have put out literature and things about gender identity and who have tried to promote that you get to choose which sex you're going to be, Father. We pray for their salvation, Father, those people that are so evil and wicked. We pray that you convict them right now, Lord God. Convict them. And God, we do pray that you would loose laborers across their path and that they would be convicted about the lies that they have perpetuated in the name of Jesus. And Father, we come against the spirit of sexual perversion, Lord God, that the children are being told that it's okay to choose which sex you want to be with, you want to be, and that you can, that it's normal for male and male and female, but the devil is a liar, Father, because you created male and female. So we come against that perversion spirit, O Rabba Sheke, Ishande Robo She, and against the homosexual manifesto that is going about throughout the world trying to convert children to become homosexuals. So, Father, we come against that manifesto. We pray that we curse it in the name of Jesus. And we pray, Lord God, that it would fall by the wayside in the name of Jesus, that no longer will that manifesto be in effect throughout this world, Lord God. But, Father, that boys will be boys and girls will be girls in the name of Jesus. So we curse the spirit of perversion, sexual perversion, the very seed and root of it, the very lies that have been perpetuated, Father. We break the power of Satan in the name of Jesus, Father. We plead the blood of Jesus over every boy and girl, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, any shackles or yokes, oh, God, regarding this, we pray that they be broken in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, even the news media and other things, the commercials where they sneak in homosexuals kissing each other or whatever, God, we come against this in the name of Jesus, and we curse it in the name of Jesus. And, Father, as we bind that evil, wicked, ungodly spirit, because you said be fruitful and multiply. And, Father, that's for male and female. And so, Father, as we lose, Lord God, understanding and knowledge, Lord God, and knowledge and understanding, Lord God, Father, that they would know that, Father, if the world became a place of homosexuals only, people would not be fruitful and multiply to replenish the earth. So we pray, oh God, that the truth will prevail in the name of Jesus. So we plead the blood over the children, that boys will be boys and girls will be girls, and Father, that they would save their bodies for when they are married, Lord God, and Father, that they would then reproduce children, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So we just thank you, Lord God, for raising up a generation for generations to come, that they will be the sex that you chose for them to be, that you made them to be, and that every lie of the devil, Father, would be cast down in the name of Jesus. So we do ask you to convict the people that would perpetuate such lies in the name of Jesus. And we pray for healing of their mind and spirit in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Sister Julia. Brother Willie, his phone dropped. Can you call him back? Right now we have Sister Bridget's two daughters on from Mississippi. Someone had your line, like, unmuted. Can you mute your line, please? I appreciate it. All right, Sister Bridget. Good. Hello?
Hello. Hello. Yes, it's me. How everyone's doing?
We're doing great.
Hello? That's good. Yes, they will be singing Real.
Okay. Thank you.
Uh-huh. You're welcome. Do they need to say their names or no?
Yeah, they can. Thank you.
Okay. Cool. The name, age.
My name is Brie Maya, and I'm 9 years old.
My name is Brie Kara, and I'm 14.
My name is Brittany Allen, and I'm 10.
We've been missing you, the 14-year-old. We've been missing you. We thank God you joined us today. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, y'all.
You're welcome. Real. Jesus is real to me. Oh, yeah. He gave me a victory. So many people love him. I can't live without him. That is
me. Real. Jesus is real to me. Oh, yeah. He gave me a victory. So many people died him. I can't help but die him. That is why I love him so. He's so real to me. I would not be a sinner. To tell you the reason why, if the Lord should call me, I won't be ready to die. Real. Jesus is real to me. Oh, yeah. He gave me a victory. So many people doubt him. I can't live without him. That is why I love him so. He's so real to me. 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 Amen.
Amen. Thank you all. Beautiful. We appreciate you, young lady. Thank God for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift up Sister Bridget and her children, her son, and her three daughters. I thank you for all that you're doing. Lot. I thank you for blessing them in safety, peace, and protecting them from seen and unseen dangers. I thank you, Lord God, for the Lord is their strength. I thank you as they grow and develop, Lord God, in you, that they would become strong in you, mighty warriors in Jesus, Lord. I thank you, Lord God, for their obedience to their parents and those who have rule and authority over them. I pray a hedge of protection over their schools, the whole school, the faculty, staff, the children, and everyone, and schools throughout the nation in the name of Jesus. So, thank you all so much. Well, we have Brother Willie on with us. He's traveling, but he's back on. We thank God for you, Brother Willie.
Man, glad to be on. I didn't have my guitar with me. I didn't get a chance to go by to pick it up without working, and so I just appreciate you guys inviting me on, and thank God for everyone and for the children, and just doing a great job.
Amen. Thank God for you. What are you going to sing?
Okay. All right. I'm trying to think what I can sing without the music. Okay. All right. Without God, I can't do nothing. Without God, I would fail. Without God, my life would be drifting like a ship without a sail. I say, without God, I can be nothing. Without God, without God, my life would be drifting like a ship without I was sinking. Jesus loved me. Be so. Thank you.
Thank you. That was thank God. Thank God for you, Brother Willie. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for Brother Willie. I thank you that you are omnipresent as he traveled from city to city and state to state. You are with him. I thank you that he realized that without you, he can do nothing, not one thing. He can't breathe. He can't think. He can't move. So, Lord, he's truly dependent upon you. I bind up road rage on the highways where he's driving, Lord. I thank you that the peace of God will go before him, go with him, go after him. I bind up any accidents, any incidents, mechanical breakdowns. I thank you that he'll arrive at each destination safely, Lord. Bless his whole family, Father, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we just thank you that this is the day that you have made. We are rejoicing and we are glad in it. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, Sister Lanny, you still there?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you close the talk, please?
Yes, ma'am. Our Father in heaven, we so love you and we thank you for your love and your kindness. We bless you, Father, for this fellowship. We thank you for the heart of Sister G, whom you've given her authority and given her the heart and the wisdom to call us together to bless children and to be protectors of them through our prayers. We pray, Father, for everybody on the line, all the names that were called, that I don't know them by name, but you do. We pray, God, for their intimate personal concerns, that while they're praying for others, you will attend to their needs as well. We thank you, Lord, that you're our precious shepherd. We don't have to walk for anything, but you said you're going to supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory. We receive it in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, that you heal it for all things. Thank you for being a Savior, a deliverer, a healer, a keeper, a comforter, a forgiver. We come in the name of Jesus, thanking you that you are our God. Bless, God, our children again. Bless every prayer warrior that's on the line. All of us, as we dismiss ourselves from this call, we will never dismiss ourselves from your presence. So love you, God. It's in the name of Jesus we pray, binding all the assault and attack of the enemy. They fall to the ground and die. We are the redeemed of the Lord. We walk in victory and we triumph in all things in Jesus' name. We do pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. I love you all. Thank God for you all. Look forward to talking to you soon. Don't forget, praise the Lord like you lost your mind. Hey, hallelujah. Love y'all. Bye.
Bye bye.
Praise God.
Love you too. Amen.
I love you guys. Bye.
Love you too. Bye bye.